Isn't this all just revisionism? Yes, of course, except that it's more like re-revisionism. The first European adventurers in the Western Hemisphere did not make careful population counts, but they repeatedly described indigenous America as a crowded, jostling place, a beehive of people, as Las Casas put it in 1542. To Las Casas, the Americas seemed so thick with people that it looked as if God has placed all of, or the greater part of, the entire human race in these countries. So far as is known, Las Casas never tried to enumerate the original native population. But he did try to calculate how many died from Spanish disease and brutality. In Las Casas's sure, truthful estimate, his countrymen in the first 5 decades after Columbus wiped out more than 12 million souls, men and women and children. And in truth, I believe, without trying to deceive myself, that it was more than 15 million. 20 years later, he raised his estimate of Indian deaths, and hence of the initial population, to 40 million. Las Casas's successors usually shared his ideas. The 18th-century Jesuit Francisco Javier Clavijero, for example, asserted that the pre-Columbian population of Mexico alone was 30 million. But gradually a note of doubt crept in. To most historians, the colonial accounts came to seem exaggerated, though exactly why was not often explained. 16th-century Europeans, Cook and Borra dryly remarked, did indeed know how to count. Especially in North America, historians' guesses at native numbers kept slipping down. By the 1920s, they had dwindled to 40 or 50 million in the entire hemisphere, about the number that Las Casas believed had died in Mesoamerica alone. 20 years after that, the estimates had declined by another factor of 5. Today the picture has reversed. The high counters seem to be winning the argument, at least for now. No definitive data exist, but the majority of the extant evidentiary scraps indicate it. Most of the arrows point in that direction, Denovan said to me. Sambardino, the computer scientist who decried the margin of error in these estimates, noted that even an extremely conservative extrapolation of known figures would still project a pre-contact population in central Mexico alone of 5 to 10 million, a very high population, not only in terms of the 16th century, but indeed on any terms. Even Hennig, of Numbers from Nowhere, is no low counter. When I asked him what he thought the population of the Americas was before Columbus, he insisted that any answer would be speculation and made me promise not to print what he was going to say next. Then he named a figure that 30 years ago would have caused a commotion, a figure that to me suggested Las Casas may have been right all along. To Fenn, the smallpox historian, the squabble over the number of deaths and the degree of blame obscures something more important. In the long run, Fenn says, the consequential finding of the new scholarship is not that many people died, but that many people lived. The Americas were filled with an enthusiastically diverse assortment of peoples who had knocked about the continents for millennia. We are talking about enormous numbers of people, she told me. You have to wonder, who were all these people, and what were they doing?